Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subbress. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
My first guest of the evening. He is ready. He's waiting in the wings for me to bring him on. All right, now, who is he? Well, he is a true multi-genre artist. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He's a producer. And you know what? He's just dropped an awesome track that you guys have been loving. I've been loving. All right, and he just fuses so many sounds. All right, it is just absolutely crazy, man. But I'm so glad to have him up on the show this evening. Give it up and show some love for a man like Cosmic. Yo, my brother.
Yo. What's up, bro?
It's so all good. It's, you know what? It's so good to have you up on the show. Do you know what? I don't know what was going on, right? It nearly didn't happen, but I'm so glad that you're here now.
Me too. It's so good to be here.
But first of all, bro, I just want to salute you and big you up on the new track, By My Side. I tell you what, since that track landed in my inbox, I can't get enough of it. It is just such a... Just such a catchy tune, man. It's just infectious, man. Absolutely loving it.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate it. I'm so glad you're digging it. And it's been a labor of love. It's been in the works for a while and had a lot of collaborators on it, including Manny X, who's an up-and-coming rapper from Mexico, who dropped the bridge. And, yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Absolutely. Now, listen, you know, first of all, where are we talking to this evening?
I'm in Madrid, actually. I'm in Madrid, Spain right now. So I'm definitely a global citizen, like we talked about. I'm always bouncing around.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? We want to find out more about you, Cosmic, right? Because it's the first time up on my show, right? You know, because I'm curious. I know the fans. I know the listeners are curious. You know, who is Cosmic, man? You know, and you know, how did you get into this whole crazy music game, man? Talk to us. Enlighten us.
Yeah. It's been a lifelong journey. I grew up in L.A. and New York. And I started playing in bands when I was about 15 years old and different types of pop rock and indie rock bands, and played on college campus tours and even the Sunset Strip, some of the famous venues. And the projects kept evolving. And then a few years ago, I decided to do my own thing and started out purely in English, you know, just doing kind of cool, like electro pop influenced by, you know, like The Weeknd and Justin Bieber and all kinds of fun stuff. And then about a year ago, I decided that, you know, I really want to do fusion, and I decided to start bringing Hindi into the mix too. So this is actually the first song I've ever released that mixes Hindi and English, and also Spanish, actually. It's trilingual.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Now, I know, you know, you've been dabbling now, you know, for the last three, 4 years now. And, you know, I mean, I've heard some of your, you know, back catalog, things like Not Ready for the Summer, Lady Luck, Rise for You, you know, and, you know, one kind of running theme I find throughout your music, my brother, is, you know, all the songs are, you know, are very, they've got really good vibes. They're empowering, you know, they're celebratory, you know, exploration of relationships and life. You know, there's a lot of positivity in the music that you're putting out. Is that something that was very conscious of when you got into the game?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's spot on. It's very perceptive of you to pick that up. But yeah, my mission with music has always been to bring the positive vibes, you know, with it still being cool and kind of, you know, relate to people and, you know, just different kind of storytelling. But ultimately there's like a positive theme to everything. There's always like a positive twist and a feel good kind of vibe to it, with it still being, you know, just having a cool factor and people can relate to it. But yeah, for sure. That's definitely a big thing for me, is like, how do you bring that through, you know, in an authentic way?
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, do you think you're still, as an artist, you're still trying to find your sound, or do you think that you found it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's somewhere in between. So I spent a few years just finding my sound. Like, I actually, when I decided to go solo, I didn't put anything out for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. I was just writing, working with some producers, like experimenting, seeing like, who am I about, you know, and experimenting. And I wrote over 100 songs. And after that journey, Not Ready for Summer is actually the first song that came out, which is a very catchy track. And the music video did pretty well and whatnot. But yeah, it's been a journey. So on one level, I would say that I found my sound for now. Like, so by my side is my current sound. You know, it's very developed and it has its own kind of unique twist while it can, you know, being relatable. And at the same time, I think it's always a journey. You know, the sound is evolving and you know, it'll change in the future. But I think certain through lines to my music will stay consistent. You know, my vocal delivery and vocal style, and the lyrics, and you know, overall kind of positivity, and the catchiness, and the hooks, and you know, a level of simplicity with having some depth to it. I think all of that's going to be there. But yeah, I feel like I've reached a pretty good place, like in terms of I'm happy with where the sound is right now, and of course it's going to evolve.
Absolutely. And let's jump right into this new one, right? It's called By My Side. And I love the fusion on this, man. You got some reggaeton going on, some pop going on. You got the English, you got the Hindi. Then you thought, that's not enough. You know what? Let's throw in some Spanish as well. It works. And it works so amazingly, man. Talk to me, you know, how this track, you know, came together, man. And, you know, and the features and writing this track, man. You know, talk to me about the inception of this tune.
Yeah. No, it's been a journey. So it was co-written by myself and a few other co-writers. Like, again, it was kind of a journey. So there's a guy named Charlie Snyder, who's a friend of mine. He's a really talented writer in L.A. He's written for some pretty big people. And we met through a friend of a friend, and we just started vibing and, you know, kind of like a band. You know, we wrote a bunch of songs together. We've probably written over 50 songs together. And so he was involved. And then I collabed with Kirani, who's she's been in the scene for a long time in the whole South Asian, you know, fusion scene in England. And she's worked with, you know, Jay Sean, and she's partners with Rishi Rich on several projects and a label. And we co-wrote, you know, she helped me with the Hindi parts of it. And, you know, it's just like a total evolution. And then Refugee is my producer, who's based out in Mexico. He's this really cool kid. He's like 20 years old. He's already done some really cool reggaeton and EDM kind of stuff, you know, just based in Monterrey, Mexico. And I was working with him, and I'm like, hey, man, do you know any Spanish rappers? You know, anyone that can rap that's like super dope in Espanol? And he's like, yeah, actually, I'm in a group with one. This guy is kid named Maniac. And he sent me some of his stuff. Yeah, and I heard of something like, damn, this kid can flow. So then we threw down. So that was actually done in Mexico while I was in L.A. The whole thing has been, like, fully global. And then my executive producer is a guy named Kirti Mathur, who's based out of London. So it's literally like a global track. I had producers in Mexico, in New York, in London, and my co-writers in L.A. Like, so it was definitely like a group effort. But it shows you like how everything's come together, especially in the pandemic. Like, everyone's virtual, and there's so much creativity that can flow across borders. And to me, that's really important too, is like who I collaborate with and their energy and their vibes and what they bring to the table. And then making it all come together without it being too complicated. You know, it's like, yes, there's a simplicity in the track, but there's a lot that went behind it to get it to that level of simplicity and catchiness at the same time.
Absolutely. And you know what? We are loving it. You know, as I said, you know, I'm loving it. You know, my listeners are loving the track. And yeah, man, the track is out. It's been out for a few weeks now. So people can definitely go in and check it out. Are we going to see a video for this track, Cosmic?
We are. I filmed a music video in London, so I'm trying to get into the London scene as much as I can, and appreciate the your support and other people in London, you know, supporting an American Desi trying to make it in London. So yeah, I have a video that's going to come out soon. So stay tuned. It will be coming out very, very soon. I'm very excited about it. It was all filmed in London, and it's very vibey and fun, and I hope everyone really likes it.
Well, you know what? We can't wait. And you know what? I mean, I know this track is out right now, and you know, you're riding the wave on the success of this tune, but you know, what else can we expect from Cosmic, you know, coming up in, you know, I guess maybe not just this year, but just coming up, man. You know, what can we expect from the next releases?
Yeah, so I've been working on a lot of new fusion material that's, you know, kind of like I was saying before, he's doing everything in English, and now I felt this vibe that I really need to fully express myself and my culture, my background, and part of the reason I actually moved to London is because where, you know, London's where all this fusion music has kind of took off, you know, historically and even recently, and so many of the artists that are starting to break through, you know, into the mainstream, are from the UK. You know, you look at like Zach Knight and Arjun and Selena Sharma, they're all like super talented, and they're the ones, you know, and some others that are kind of like breaking through, and you know, and then Jay Sean and Rishi Rich originally like kind of set the stage. So to me, like being in London is really important to be in that scene. And so I'm continuing to develop more fusion music. A lot of it's going to be Hindi and English, some, you know, singer-songwriter stuff, some more kind of upbeat stuff with trap beats, so it's kind of a mixture, and I have a lot of songs in the works, so I would say every couple of months I'll probably drop a new single.
I love it. Absolutely love it. My brother, listen, keep doing your thing. We're loving your vibe. You're an awesome, awesome artist. And you know what? You're going to have to keep coming back on the show. Do you know what I mean? You know, time and time again, man, because, you know, I'm loving your vibe, Cosmic. Listen, it's your first time up on the show. Before I drop the new one, right? Okay. Rite of passage, man. Listen, I'd love for you to just sing a couple of lines, man, from the new one, man. You up for that?
How about next time? I'm not warmed up for anything.
All right, okay. I'll tell you what. Okay, I'm gonna let you off for next time. We're gonna do that. But listen, bro, pleasure having you up.
No, I'm totally down. I love doing acapella, but I will do. I promise next time. So everyone has something to wait for next time.
All right. Listen, everyone listening right now, man, you heard it. It's on record right now. It's on tape. But listen, my brother, thank you so much once again. And I'd love for you to just introduce the new one, man, before I drop it.
For sure. So this is By My Side by Cosmic featuring Manny X. Hope you absolutely love it. And, you know, get this music out there. I think Desi music needs to break through into the mainstream, just like Latin music has and K-pop has. And so the more we get this stuff out there, the bigger our cause gets. And, you know, we get our culture out in a bigger way into the rest of the world, because we deserve to be there like the other types of music.
Let's get into this. This is By My Side by Cosmic.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.